day, and welcome to episode 68 of the Montreal Burger Report.
Cheeseburger baby from out in the space, wandering round town, ready to run down all the vegetarians in town. Cheeseburger baby, she can wreck your life.
In today's episode, Chris Zeke Hand.
I got a little bit confused.
And Rick E. Coli Edelstein.
So I can say profanities into the microphone while you do this?
Are in the process of finishing their visit to the very first Five Guys restaurant in Quebec, which is at the end of the earth, otherwise known as Vaudreuil. They then decide to debrief each other at the nearby and local DQ.
In the land of Jerry Queen,
Five geese or five guys?
Five geese.
Five guys. Five geese. It's trademarked, so it's still English.
It's really red and white enough for me. The red checks everywhere. Wow. You know what? You walk in here and it screams, I'm an American burger joint. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? What?
It's the Hamasaisi, which stands out as being a bad translation.
That's it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But what I really like is Vote Mayor Burger, Times Union, New York. I'll guarantee you, the Times Union, New York never said Vote Mayor Burger.
No.
And same thing, Excellent Military Service, Rapide et Bon Valeur from the Savannah Morning News in Georgia. Mm-hmm. Who in Georgia speaks French, okay? I mean, like, really.
Yes.
Olivier Mellet is a curator here at the Louvre, and he's in charge of a great program called Louvre Atlanta. Michael Shapiro is the director of the High Museum in Atlanta, where Louvre Atlanta will take place.
Hold on, there are lots of Five Guys, and it's seeing all these people in the uniform and nobody else in the restaurant is just a little bit bizarre.
Guys, thank you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure
nice
meeting you.
Thanks
a pleasure
for
meeting
coming
you.
Out.
Thank you very,
you.
Very much.
Yep.
Someplace for Coke or Diet Pepsi, that one.
Why that?
It's not this one.
Oh. We're drinking a lot.
It's a good thing we're not doing beer.
Derek, yeah, DQ. That would be perfect.
In the land of Jerry Queen, wait, wait, you might.
What do you remember of the flavor of the burger?
What was, the burger, what was interesting about it was that it had a proper crust on it. I mean, it wasn't too crusty. Some places will just have it too hot and create a really greasy, crispy crust on it.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it had a proper texture on the burger. It wasn't chewy, which is because they didn't overpack it. It was, what was interesting was the shape of the burger. It wasn't, wasn't a factory-made disc.
Mm-hmm.
And when it grilled up uneven, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Fine by me. Trying to make that absolutely perfect square or round burger. There's something unnatural about it. But no, you could tell that there was care done in the way they packed the burger. They didn't overpack it, so it's not too dense. It wasn't too wet, and it wasn't greasy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's the key thing about the bun, is they want it to be absorbent.
The quicker picker-upper.
So that it isn't greasy.
Well, the bun, what's interesting about the bun is that, it had reasonable density, but once they put the, when they've toasted it, it was nice and solid. When they put the meat on it, the meat sunk into that bun.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't soggy from the juice of the meat either, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, when he was talking about, the density of that bun and the water has to be just right, etc. These guys at Five Guys have seriously thought about, that the construction of that bun. It wasn't too much gluten in it, so it wasn't a chewy and tough bun, but it wasn't one that got soggy and fell apart. And so, when Wayne talks about that bun, he's talking about it as one of the key elements.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And there's no joke. I mean, the average person who grabs that burger is going to say, nice burger, doesn't think much about the bun, but they don't realize that there's a lot of engineering behind that bun. These guys are using a decent-sized slice of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
It's thick. It's a generous burger.
It's two of them in a diamond shape.
I understand that.
No, actually, Star Dave. No, it's 8 points, so it can't be a Star Dave.
6 points.
Well, yeah, it's eight points.
Eight points. But no, it's they use, you know, the cheese had a presence on this burger. If you have a cheeseburger at most fast food places, the cheese would have virtually no presence.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There, the one thing that I was surprised at was I saw once the guy who was working the grill actually squishing the burgers.
What?
Yeah.
And you actually saw him squish
yes.
a burger?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think somebody...
And the thing is there...
Was that force of habit or something they're trained in?
No, it's... Because first of all, this is his first day cooking live stuff. There's also every single burger that went out, he'd sort of chop off a corner to make sure it was well done. And I'm certain that they have beaten into him. You have to make sure that it is well done. It has got to be well done. It has got to be well done. Yeah. And so I don't think that they're that concerned about the squishing.
Yeah, but after, I think, a while, they're probably going to end up, you know, this guy's not going to chop the corn. It's
no,
the
no, he's going to be. Exactly.
Once you know your grill, right?
Mm-hmm.
One
yeah.
second. Hold
mm-hmm.
on.
Hey, Wayne? It's Rick Edelstein. I was just there with Zeke for the Burger Report. I'm sorry. I just sorry to bother you. I just have a very quick question for you. We're sitting here chatting, and Zeke was telling me that one of your grill guys was pressing down on the burgers while they're on the grill. Is that part of your process, or was that just his force of habit? Yeah, squishing the burger on the grill. Okay. Alright, well, I'm not sure if it was Ross. It wasn't Ross, it was one of the other
no,
guys.
No, just a regular grill guy.
Oh, is it one of the regular grill guys? Red shirt Zeke or gray shirt?
Red shirt.
Red shirt guy. Yeah. Alright, that's what we wanted to know. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Take care. Yeah, no, that's why we were kind of concerned about that. Appreciate it. You're going to take...
You don't fire him.
All right. Don't give him too many lashes. Zeke says be leaving.
It still was a very good burger.
He said it was a very good burger. Thanks, Wayne. Take care. Bye. My pleasure. Bye.
He says it's a major no-no. He says it may have been one of the trainers showing somebody what not to do. No, it was one of the red t-shirt guys, that red golf shirt. Uh-oh, this is bad. I hope Wayne is lenient in the lashes that he gives him tonight.
Given how loose the patty formation is before it gets cooked, putting it on, they tend naturally, especially after the whole grill is full up, they tend to fall apart slightly.
Right.
And so then when he's flipping, that's the sort of training that you definitely need to get a definite feel for, because I would never be able to pull that off myself.
Have you seen how much shrinkage they have, though, on the burger? Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne. First off, it was a guy with a t-shirt, not a golf shirt. And was it with a spatula or with the other handheld tool?
With a spatula.
Zeke says with a spatula. Right. Right, but... All right, pressing the top of the burger with a spatula is a no-no, but the other tool you have, you use early in the grilling stage to even out the burger?
That might have been it. That might have been it.
After the first flip, he uses it to even a tool to even out the burger.
That might have been
it. Zeke says that might have been it. Gotcha. Thanks. Bye.
So it's a tool that they use to even out the burger after the first flip.
Obviously,
but he says if it's with a spatula, major no-no.
Mm-hmm.
But after the first flip, they use a tool to even out the burger. And that's, he says, but they don't press very hard. It's just enough to even it.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you press your juices out.
Yeah, no, exactly. That was the sort of thing where, as I was saying, it seemed to be that the burger was falling apart and used something sort of just to make it sort of compress back into a burger shape so that it could get onto the bun again. And
well,
yes, and not being completely aware of the tool, and they're blocking most of the access to the griddle.
Yeah.
I can easily see it.
So, Wayne, you're absolved.
No, the grill guy isn't going to get fired.
Yeah, fired or lashed.
Thank you very much for listening to episode 68 of the Montreal Burger Report, where Zeke and E. coli solve the mystery of the Five Guys Burgers. Be sure and tune in 7 days from now when Zeke and E. coli talk business. Thin edge of the wedge? Double-edged sword? What does it all mean? Find the answers to these and other questions in episode 69 of the Montreal Burger Report. Same burger time, same burger channel.
Holy hi-fi.
Five Guys Burgers and Fries is located at 54 Boulevard de la Cité des Jeunes in Vaudreuil. Their phone number is 450-510-0710, and they are open 7 days a week from 11 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night. In a nutshell, the Montreal Burger Report is my dinner with Andre meets Rocky and Bullwinkle at Martin Picard's place. It is a radio show and podcast where Zeke and E. coli go out, have a couple of burgers, some pop, and talk about them and to the people who make them. There is a new episode available every Wednesday morning at montrealburgers.blogspot.com and on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. If you would like to write to us, our email address is montrealburgers@gmail.com. The Montreal Burger Report is your source for the most in-depth and comprehensive coverage about hamburgers, cheeseburgers, both with and without bacon, in Montreal. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was written and produced by Chris Zeke Hand. We would graciously like to thank CKUT for their support and you for listening.